The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Here's a question. How do you get big things done? It's a question that leading expert in mega project management, Ben Fluberry, has asked and answered when considering big mega projects like the Olympics or big infrastructural projects that so often run over time and over budget. But why do all these projects run over budget and over time? And in a country where it seems to happen so often, what can we do to stop it continuously from happening? To examine that and to get an answer as to how we might do things on time and on budget, we are joined by Bent Fluberry. Good morning, Bent, and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Now, first of all, there is a reason why large projects are overrunning, and it's to do with the mindset. Isn't that so?
Yes, very much so. So it's a matter of psychology and power, basically. And psychologically, we humans tend to be optimistic. And I'm sure you can see if you do an optimistic budget, then you're not likely to stick to it. You'll have a budget blowout. And that's actually what the data shows. So optimism is an issue and is a root cause of the many cost overruns that we see on mega projects.
There's a thing called the uniqueness bias or the uniqueness trap. Tell me about that.
Yes, so that's a phenomenon that we've identified with the project managers and project planners, is that they tend to think of their projects as unique. So like it's a one-off thing, and they tend to think that nothing quite like it has been done in the world before. And we were interested in exploring, does that impact project performance? Because our theory was that if you think your project is unique, you don't think you have anything to learn from other projects. Why would you look at other projects if your project is unique? And that's actually exactly what we found. So we've now documented that project managers and project planners who think their project is unique, which is a large number, large percentage of planners and managers, actually perform worse than those planners and managers who think that their projects are not unique, but actually are one of a kind, you know, and then they learn from these other projects that have already been done.
Now, frequently in this country, when we have cost overruns, they say, well, we'll take learnings from that experience, but they don't. They just keep repeating the mistakes. So that's an example, I suppose, that the new project from, and you might learn from the old project, but they're saying, no, this is so new, this is so unique, we can't learn from anything that has gone before.
Yeah, that's the uniqueness trap for you. That's exactly what happens when you think your product is unique, and it's so common that it's almost embarrassing.
And the big projects that we all are familiar with, say the Olympic Games, the Summer Games, the Winter Games, how have they performed in terms of cost? They can't run over on time because they've got to be open when the games open. But how have they overrun on cost?
Huge cost overruns on the Olympics. It's actually one of the very few types of projects where we can't find even one example of an Olympics that was done on budgets.
Never.
Never. Not one example. And we have collected data all the way back from 1960 for all Olympics until today. And not once have the Olympics been delivered to budget for those Olympics for which we have data for. And that's unusual. And also the average cost overrun is huge, you know, for the Olympics. So the Olympics are one of the worst types of projects. And we think it's because, they're changing the location every time. They're changing the hosts every time. So it's like a brand new thing for everybody's a beginner. We call it the eternal beginner syndrome.
The Summer Games, the average cost overrun, 213%. So huge overruns. The Winter Games, 142%. Some cities will have maybe a second go at the Olympics. Have they learned? Can they go back in time and look at how they did it before? Los Angeles, for instance, and say, this is the way we did it before. We had a cost overrun. We're not going to do that this time.
They can go back and look at what they did. So I'm sure Los Angeles is going to do that. They actually have a reputation for doing it well back in the 1980s when they put on the Olympics. But actually, the data don't support that. That's more like a story than it's actual facts we find as scholars when we study this. They can go back and look at what they did, but think about it. It's so long ago that the situation is so different today that they can learn some things, but a lot of things they will have to rethink. They can actually learn more from the, you know, the last two or three cities that have put on the Olympics than they can learn from when they put it on, 40, 45 years ago.
What is it that you call blank check syndrome?
The blank check syndrome is another syndrome we have identified for the Olympics and also for other mega projects, but mainly the Olympics. And it means that once you agree, like once a host city agrees to host the Olympics, they basically written a blank check, you know, because there's no way out. You have lock-in. And the only thing you can do to solve problems is to throw money at the project, at the Olympics. And that's what we see, that's what happens. And that what explains the very large cost and the very large cost overruns for the Olympics. Also, like you mentioned, you can't extend the schedule, so there's no way you can build in flexibility by taking longer to deliver, which is an option you have on most projects, but not the Olympics.
Yeah, and yet you say the longer the delivery, the higher the risk. In other words, if you delay and tweak and adjust and so on, you're almost inevitably going to add cost.
Yes, I mean that's another finding that we see in our data is that you need to plan carefully. Take your time planning, but once you start delivering, you need to go fast in order to reduce your risk. It's like a window, and the larger you make that window, the more nasty things can fly through it and hit your project. And the Olympics actually have a very large window, even though they have a fixed deadline. The Olympics are being planned, from 12 years ahead of the opening date.
I know that if you were trying to build a house or an extension to a house, the advice that I would certainly give to anybody is make sure you specify everything, every light switch, every door handle, every plug socket, specify in advance, and that ultimately will save you money. It does require a huge amount of detailed work. And is that really the problem with these projects, that they start them without the detailed work being done?
That is one problem. I mean, very often it's surprising to see how little detail has been put into a project. But I actually don't think that you can detail your way out of the problems in a project. So if I had to choose between the strategy that you describe, like specifying everything, and getting really good builders, I would choose the good builders anytime, you know, because they know what they're doing and you can talk with them along the way and so on. That's more likely to keep your costs down and your schedule down than specifying. But actually, in an ideal world, I would do both. So I would hope I didn't have to choose between them, and I would specify in detail upfront, but also know that I can't specify my way out of everything. So I'd also want really good builders who can deal with the problems once we hit something that hasn't been specified.
And of course, the nature of the contract and the guarantees in terms of overruns and all of that. Now, we have a massive overrun here in the construction of the Children's Hospital, which was going to cost, around 600 million and is going to be possibly 2.5 billion now and very slow in delivery. I mean, how could we have avoided all of that?
By learning from others, basically, finding out who has done this before and get people who have tried to build things like this before to do and get them to do it. We have exactly the same problem in Denmark right now with several hospitals. So there's a national plan for building new hospitals across the country. And a large number of those hospitals have the same problems. And it was a huge mistake, to start everything at the same time instead of learning from one project, then doing the next and so on. So learning is the key word here. And there's a lack of learning in doing mega projects, whether they're hospitals or any other kind. Actually, hospitals are not even the worst kind of mega project. They're pretty bad, but they're sort of in the middle. You have a lot like the Olympics that we just talked about that are much worse, and nuclear power plants. And then you have some that are much better too.
And the problem, I suppose, if you're building a nuclear plant, once you start, you have to finish. Or building a metro, once you start, you've got to finish.
Yeah, well, the U.S. Stopped a nuclear reactor built just recently, and so things like that are stopped sometimes, but it's extremely rare. So I would say, on average, you're right. These projects are getting finished once you start, because And this is another psychological thing. It's called the sunk cost fallacy, that people think once they spend money on something, it's better to continue than to stop, you know. So that's another twist of our brains, that just that's just the way we work. We think that if we've already invested in something, we should keep investing. So it's very rare that people walk away from these projects. And that's another thing that is contributing to these huge cost overruns that we see.
One of my listeners has texted me, while doing a scout leader training course, I was taught of the 8 P's of planning. And the 8 P's are: perfect planning prior to preparation prevents piss poor performance.
there's a large element of truth in that.
All right, Bent, look, thank you very much for joining us. Bent Fleury is a leading expert in mega project management and professor at DTU in Denmark, and author of How Big Things Get Done.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.